Voice of Indonesia with the news. In a bid to deepen regional maritime cooperation, defense officials from ASEAN member states and the United States gathered in Jakarta this week for the Initial Planning Conference, or IPC, of the second ASEAN-US Maritime Exercise, or AUMX. Reported by RRI.co.id, hosted by Indonesia's Director General of Defense Strategy, under the Ministry of Defense, the conference runs from August the 5th until the 8th, 2025. Colonel Arm Aziz Mahmoudi, the head of Multilateral Subdirectorate, said the exercise stands as a symbol of enduring partnership, collective responsibility, and a shared vision for a secure, stable, and prosperous maritime domain. President Prabowo Subianto highlighted Indonesia's economic growth of 5.12% as one of the highest in the G20 and ASEAN regions, reported by Antaranews.com. This was stated by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, after attending a plenary cabinet meeting at the Presidential Palace on August the 7th. Hartarto noted that the growth is also reflected in rising employment, with 97.73% of the workforce absorbed, equivalent to 3.5 million people by February 2025. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku rindu, tak bisa ku menghubungimu. Kau sedang dengan dirinya, sedang kita rahasia. Kapankah kau ada waktu sembunyi untuk bertemu? Baru kau sapa ku tersipu. Kau puji lupa amarahku, karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Walau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah berikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan, tak tahu. Lupakanmu, tapi aku tak mau. Sapa ku tersipu. Kau puji lupa amarahku, karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Kalau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan, tak tahu. Lupakanmu, tapi aku tak mau. Pantaskah aku menyimpan rasa cemburu, padahal bukan aku yang memilikimu. Sanggup sampai kapankah ku tak tahu. Akankah akal sehat menyenangkanku? Aku masih menaruh hati. Lantas mengapa aku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Are running through my head. I wanna tell you, but I don't know how this will end. Wish I could help it. I'm bored and it's just not the same. And maybe I'm to blame. I know it's tough, I've had enough of always running around the keys. Yeah, I'm giving up. This isn't love. Honestly, you can stop me. Cause I've been searching for something new. To cross that ocean, to get this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new.
Chasing past this makes perfect, but I don't know if we're called. Believing and learning, we gotta find what we want. Too bad I thought we could've had it all. Keep waiting for something.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ketak is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Ketak dance different from other dances in general. Ketak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of ketak in order.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yofi Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archie Widianto and Yofi Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single, which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya.
So, three Indonesian ministers will soon issue a joint decree declaring August 18th this year as an additional public holiday to mark the country's 80th independence anniversary. Minister of State Secretary Prasetyo Hadi told this to the press at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, on August the 5th, 2025. And what is it all about? Apparently, this is following the decision of our president to designate the date, which is August 18th, as an extra day off, allowing the citizens more time to fully participate in the Independence Day celebration. And the Independence Day will be falling upon the on Sunday, on August 17th, 2025, and the Monday after that is designated as an additional public holiday. And this policy was first announced on August the 1st by Deputy Minister of State Secretary Yuri Ardiantoro, which is aiming to allow the public to have more time in organizing celebratory events, including all the competitions, carnival, and other community activities, because during the Independence Day celebration, it's not only about the ceremonial stuff. They are also want to have fun with competitions, carnival, and other activities. And he also hopes, and the government also hopes, that the moment will help fostering optimism, a sense of unity, and creativity among all Indonesians.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau.
Thank you. Bali is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. From a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. Also, high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowo Bendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations all across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay tuned. Stay updated with a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Saat ku berjalan tanpa ragu, tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Melepas tanah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, secangkir kopi panas santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada Sir Denny bernyanyi, mereka kembali lagi musik ini di TV. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, Jimmy Buluk siaran, Otong Koyo Twitteran. Lalu ada
right after this, you'll be listening to the story about ikan belida.
Tiba-tiba panggilan kerjaan tak bisa diabaikan, kami harus lakukan kembali.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
The city size reaches 102.47 square kilometer, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake.
Pempek kapal selam, terkenal di mana-mana. Kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the head of information division at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First, pempek was made in Sepuluhulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? How about belida fish? The basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Ikan belida itu ikan yang nomor satu.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creature, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish, an Indonesian language, is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River? Listener, belida fish has a medium size, maximum length is 100 cm, and average weight is a half to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head, and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray, and in the front, one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are white circles like black balls, surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about Belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So Belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that Belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause Belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that Belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though Belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau. So it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of Belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of Belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Now people in Palembang no longer use Belida fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can flow. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
Do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from Belida fish to gabus fish? Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
Kalau bagi saya, kebanyakan orang Palembang dari Belida
fish. To me, gabus fish is more delicious than Belida fish.
Fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hope Belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see Belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of Belida fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor Belida.
Open segelap ku jatuh. Di ujung malam menuju pagi yang dingin, hanya ada sedikit bintang malam ini. Mungkin karena kau sedang cantik-cantiknya.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area, so must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called kompiang longa. Listeners, kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.